This is Life Rattle, your story show, and I'm your host, Virginia Ashbery. Tonight, Life Rattle number 1176 features a classic story from Sung Lee. Sung Lee, whose stories have appeared on Life Rattle over the years, was born the youngest of seven children in 1963 in Seoul, Korea. She grew up there and finished high school. Then in 1983, Sung Lee came to Canada to study. She spent 4 years at the Ontario College of Art and Design and then worked freelance. She was resident at the Harborfront Textile Studio for 3 years. In the mid-1990s, Sung Lee went to California to work for a year, then returned to Korea as a tourist. She traveled around the country before returning to Toronto in 1998. Sung Lee currently writes stories and works as a freelance artist and as an interpreter for a community health care center in the city. So let's listen now as Sung Lee reads her story on Life Rattle.
Reincarnation by Sung Lee. Hurry up! The Virgin Mudang will be here any minute. Everything has to be ready before she arrives. Is the pig head boiling well? Auntie Monga shouted at the maid and lifted the huge, heavy, thick metal pot lid. She was preparing our kitchen for the Mudang's Jarigajigut. This is the ritual the day after a funeral to bring peace to the dead. Oh, pig head, you look so tasty. Let's see. Was the pickled shrimp delicious? Just thinking about eating you makes my mouth water. President Lee's soul will be very satisfied to eat you. Koreans call the owner of small or large business president. My father owned one of the four major automobile repair shops in Seoul. Auntie Manga lived next to our house. She organized all of my family's festivities and managed our household. My mother paid her and let her take leftovers from the celebration, so towers, plates, spoon, fruit, vegetable, fish, meat, and rice. Auntie Manga did not need to buy groceries for her own home. 4 days before my father died, I dreamt that my father lay on a gurney. People in the dream said, "He's dead." The same day, my father came home from a morning stroll around his shop. He watched television in the master bedroom while my mother slept. He ate a peach. A large piece of peach got lodged in his throat. My father could not breathe. His high blood pressure rose. Then he fainted and fell on the floor. My mother woke up screaming. She rushed him to the Seoul University Hospital, where doctors operated on him. I prayed for my father's life during his operation. I was afraid to tell anyone about my dream. My father did not survive. When my father died, my mother, my sister, and brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, second brother Kwan, and I stayed at the hospital in the Yong'anshil, a place where mourners could visit the family before the actual funeral. Every time visitors came into the Yong'anshil, the family members had to wail to show the family's grief. After 3 days, I learned to wail without tears. Aigu, aigu. I felt sad that my father passed away, but I was tired of crying. I wished to go to home and rest, but if I left Yong'anshil, it would dishonor my father. In the front yard outside the Yong'anshil, my father's shop workers and my elder brother Kun were drinking and gambling with other mourners. The day after a funeral, Virgin, a middle-aged woman, and a young man arrived at our house at 8 o'clock in the morning. Auntie Manga took them to my mother's room to prepare for the jjarigeojigu. A few minutes later, Auntie Manga came out by herself with a smile on her face and rushed to the kitchen. "This virgin mudang is so accurate. That's why she's the most expensive mudang in Korea." Auntie Manga said to the maid, "She'll contact President Lee's soul easily. By the way, if anyone wants to know about the future, she can give you the right reading. Be prepared about what you want to ask her. But don't forget, she's very expensive. Hurry up, she'll be ready in a minute." My mother wore a white traditional Korean dress called hanbok and a pin with a white ribbon in her hair. These indicate that her husband or parents had passed away. Family members wore the hanbok and ribbons for 3 years. The son has to wear white shirts with white ribbons clapped onto the pockets. My mother sat down with Auntie Lee, her best friend, my eldest sister, Boki, an honor student, and my father's pride and joy, sat with her husband. Beside them sat the young man who came with the virgin mudang. My fourth eldest sister, Jahi, sat expressionless by the piano. When my father passed away, she was at summer camp with her friends. Jai brought home a large dry squid for father, which she knew he loved to eat. She had no idea of our father's death until she saw the morning light hung in front of our house. Next to Jai sat my second eldest brother, Kwan, my father's favorite son. I sat next to Auntie Manga, my elder brother Kun's wife, Ho, sat by the living room door. My father always felt sorry for Ho because Kun always created problems for the family. Kun was drunk, sleeping in his room. My second elder sister, Ini, lived in Canada. She had delivered twins, a girl and a boy, a few days previous. We decided not to tell her about father's death. My third eldest sister, Sunghee, fainted at the funeral when she saw father's burial. The doctor suggested that she stay in the hospital until she got better. Sunghee's husband, with 50 shop workers, waited for jjarigeojigu in front yard. The shop closed to honor my father for the funeral. Only family members were allowed in the living room for the jjarigeojigu. The mudang wore white woman's socks called bosun. Her hanbok was striped red, yellow, blue, and green. She wore a traditional black hat called a gut, two tall feathers standing up straight on either side. The mudang's dark eyeshadow, deep red lipstick, and white face powder made her look like a monster. She sat on the carpet. The young man sat next to the table. "If an unclean person is in this room, mudang won't be able to bring presently soul in here," he said. "Please be aware of this." "Who is that man?" I asked Auntie Manga. "Is he also mudang?" "No. He is the mudang's husband and also her assistant." "Didn't you say she is a virgin mudang? Well, didn't you?" "She was a virgin when she became a mudang. That's why people call her virgin mudang." "Auntie, don't you think he's too young for her?" "Young lady, you are 14 years old. You should know by now when to be silent, especially today. This is the day we give peace to your father's soul. You shouldn't talk today. You should be crying and not asking questions, okay? Be silent. Shh!" She put her fingers on my mouth and gestured. The mudang's assistant started banging on a jangu, a Korean drum. Bung, bung, bung. My father's picture was placed in the middle of the back row of the table. The front of the table held a big dried squid, fresh apples, pears, grapes, bananas, dry pollock, shiruduk, steamed red bean rice cake, cooked bean sprout, steamed spinach, a smiling pig's head with closed eyes, and a round snout filled in the middle section. Mudang stood up, walked toward the table, and bowed down to the pig's head 3 times. My mother put money on top of the pig's head. Mudang started a ritual dance around my mother. She shook the bells on her wrist and began chanting, 하늘신, 산신, 바다신, 나무신, 조상님들, sky god, mountain god, sea god, tree god, ancestors. The Virgin Mudang danced with a pair of ceremonial swords and struck them against each other. She laid the swords down with the sharp edge facing upwards. She took up her socks. She placed her bare left foot on the sharp edge of the first sword, slowly, gently, and carefully. Then she balanced her right foot on the other sword. She walked forward, and then she walked backwards. The Mudang stepped down from the sword and continued chanting and dancing. "Wow, she's good," my cousin Keith said. All of us were amazed by her performance. I started to clap to compliment her. Auntie Manga grabbed my hands. I stopped. The Mudang voice trembled. "An unclean person is here. I can't bring presently soul in here." She looked at Auntie Lee. "You, Christian, shouldn't stay in here. Get out." Auntie Lee's face turned pale. My mother whispered in Auntie Lee's ear. Auntie Lee closed her eyes and prayed, "Lord, please forgive Mudang's sin. She doesn't know what she's doing." Then Auntie Lee left the living room. "How does she know Auntie Lee is Christian? Did you tell her?" I asked Auntie Manga. "What? Virgin Mudang is an excellent psychic. I don't need to give her any information. She knows everything about everyone in this house." As soon as Auntie Lee walked out, the assistant asked one of the maids to bring salt. A maid brought some salt. Virgin Mudang sprinkled the salt toward the living room doors. My mother put money on the table. Then Mudang stood up again and recited, 하늘신, 산신, 바다신, 조상님들. The Virgin Mudang danced for hours without taking a break. She said, "President Lee's soul wants to talk to each one of the family members." My mother said to Auntie Manga, "Can you go to my elder son Kun's room and wake him up and tell him to come here right now?" 5 minutes later, Auntie Manga came back and whispered, "He is so drunk, I couldn't wake him up." My mother sighed. The Virgin Mudang stopped her ritual dance, sat down, took off her hat, her god, and placed it in front of her. She shook the bells, and my mother put money into the god. The Mudang's husband explained that my father's soul would talk to one-on-one through the Mudang's voice and body. He told us that we had to wail when my father's soul arrived in the room. The Mudang's husband said to my sister Baki and her husband, "Only the wife, sons, daughter-in-law, and unmarried daughters are counted as Lee family. Please leave this room until President Lee's personal meeting is finished." Even though Baki was married, my father trusted and depended on her. I didn't think my father would be happy about the Mudang husband's suggestion. The Virgin Mudang pulled the red piece of fabric from her sleeves and gestured at my mother. We wailed, "Aigu, aigu." The Virgin Mudang voice became deep and husky. She said, "I'm sorry I left you alone, but I'll come back to take you with me in 3 years' time." My mother sobbed. The Mudang took out a blue piece of fabric. She looked around and said, "Kun, where are you?" We wailed, "Aigu, aigu." My mother said, "Unfortunately, he's not well, so he was not able to be here to join us." The Virgin Mudan closed her eyes and shook her head. She started crying and said, "My elder son, Kun, will destroy my business with his alcohol problem." The Mudan continued to cry. She looked at Kwan, my second eldest brother, and told him to approach her. The Mudan held Kwan's hand and said, "My business is yours, but because of your elder brother's destructive lifestyle, you will have to start from nothing." Kwan and my sister-in-law, Ho, also cried. The Mudan pulled the red piece of fabric and said to my sister-in-law, Ho, "Aga, my sister-in-law, I'm sorry." She held Ho's hand and cried. The Mudan took out a red piece of fabric and said to Jahi, "Don't travel too much. Stay with mom and learn housework for your future marriage." I thought, father just permitted Jahi to leave home for the first time. That is why she went to camping. Is this really my father's wish? The Mudan took out her last red piece of fabric. She stared at me. "You have to learn how to trust people." 12 hours has passed since the Jariguji got started. All the people in the house were exhausted. The assistant asked Auntie Manga to bring a steamer and uncooked rice. Mudan poured rice into the steamer. She held the steamer and prayed. Her husband said, "We have to leave the room for a while. Then President Lee's reincarnated footprints will appear on the surface of the rice." Mudan left the room first, then her assistant, my brother and sisters, my sister-in-law Ho, Auntie Manga, and the maids followed. My mother and I were the last people to leave the living room. We waited in the hallway. While waiting, I asked Auntie Manga, "Why did Mudan pour rice into rice cake steamer?" "Because your father's reincarnated steps will be shown on the rice. If a person is virtuous, then the person will come back to this world as a human being. But if he's sinful in life, he'll return to the next life as a fly or a lower life form. He could become an animal, a plant, or an insect. You never know," she said. "You ask me too many questions all the time. Don't ask me, okay? Just watch. You don't need to know everything, young lady. This is the day to make peace your father sore. I already told you not to talk." Auntie Manga walked towards Mudan and massaged her shoulders. "You must be tired. Can I get your cold drink?" The assistant looked severely at Auntie Manga and said, "She can have anything until the session is finished." Auntie Manga whispered to Mudan, "My husband has a great new business plan. I want to ask you about the business plan, but I don't have money to pay you. I'm wondering whether I can see you later, personally, just 10 minutes or less." The Virgin Mudan looked at her husband and cleared her throat a few times. "She has to leave right after. She doesn't have time," he said abruptly. Jai said to Kwan, "Father helped many people, so he'll probably become a human being again, or something equally good." "Yeah, father was a generous man," Kwan responded. 10 minutes later, Mudan told my mother to enter the living room. My mother walked into the living room. My family, relatives, friends, and the Mudan couple followed her. In the living room, all of us surrounded the steamer. The footprints were small, tiny steps. They looked like shorelines in the shape of a small hand fan. No one dared comment. Auntie Manga broke the silence. "This must be a good symbol. Aren't they unusual?" she said. The Mudan stared at my mother and said, "President Lee is reincarnated as a bird." "Oh, no, A bird? My father hated birds. I mumbled to myself. Last spring, he killed a bird when it shit on his head.
That was Reincarnation, written and read by Xiang Li. And that concludes Life Rattle number 1176. Arnie Ackman recorded Xiang Li reading her stories. My name is Virginia Ashbery. Life Rattle returns next Sunday night at 9 o'clock with more stories. And Life Rattle is produced from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and was created by Guy Allen and Arnie Ackman.